Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Daimajin.
Daimajin.
I didn't know anything about this movie, except it's been on my Apple TV for like 5 years, and it was like about a giant statue.
Yeah, all I knew was it was a giant statue when I bought it.
And when it started, I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, because it's not like modern. It like takes place during like samurai times.
Yeah, it's like the Edo period.
Okay.
Which is then that's just based on the haircuts.
Okay.
That shaved head with the ponytail, mm-hmm. you know, kind of that comes up on top and the back, mm-hmm. is I looked it up. Hold on, it is called Chonmage, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the word is that it was good for the way their helmets set on their heads.
Oh, okay.
But just kind of having that kind of hair was an honorable thing because you were a samurai.
So samurai didn't always have that?
I think you mean as far as like in times before then?
Well, like anytime I see like a Kurosawa movie, they have hair like that.
Well, not all of them. I mean, sometimes they just have the ponytail.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah, like I was like, is this feudal Japan? I went kind of looking it up, trying to figure out mm-hmm. what exists, because it was a period piece, which was kind of interesting for these kind of like it'd be cool if Toho had done like a period piece,
yeah,
almost like a Godzilla prequel kind of thing.
Yeah, I was thinking how it would be cool, like to do like a Godzilla type movie like as a Western.
Oh,
where
yeah.
you're like limited with your technology and stuff.
Yeah. Kind of like Cowboys versus Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool. Or like, what was it? Wild Wild West. Yeah, that was pretty cool. The, I don't know. Did you know? So this is the Daimajin trilogy. Mm-hmm. Did you know that they all came out the same year?
No.
Yeah. Like months apart.
Like they just shot them all back to back with like the same actors and stuff?
Huh. That I don't know because we haven't seen the other one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that troubles me a little bit. I'm going to come out and say it. I had some problems with this movie.
Okay.
And so like I kind of feel, I don't know. I mean, it's a trilogy. We'll have to see. And eventually we are going to get to them. But there is this thing about it that's like, oh, man. If they shoot them all the same year, it's almost like there's a chance that they made the same movie three times.
Uh-huh.
Which troubles me if that's going to be the case. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this came out in 1966. This is a Daiei production. So Daiei is the same people who made Gamera.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it for the business.
Because I when I started watching it, first of all, I watched the it was in Japanese with English subtitles, and uh-huh. the subtitles were really wonky. So a lot of my notes sent around like kind of the funny things that were typed out in the subtitles.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying this new. My strategy is to watch in English, but with the subtitles on. Because usually the subtitles you get are going to be subtitles based on the Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really understand what the Japanese would be anyway. So I play the English words with the subtitle. And it's great because then you do kind of look at where there's differences. That's mm-hmm. kind of curious.
Yeah. I have a feeling because I went on like, I think it was like Blu-ray.com or something to look for like screenshots. And I noticed that their subtitles were different than mine.
Oh.
So my subtitles... I was able to understand what they were saying, but there weren't typos. They were just weirdly phrased sentences. So those are going to be fun. About 15 minutes in on the movie, I was like, this is kind of pretty cool. Like, I think I've mentioned this before on the show where a lot of these movies, the entertainment usually depends on what the human story is like. like with Astro Monster, Monster Zero. Like, I like that one a lot because in addition to, like, the Godzilla stuff and the fighting stuff, the human stuff is about super cool-looking space aliens and astronauts.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool. This movie is all human stuff.
Yes. That was part of my problem with it.
Yeah, and...
Diamogen doesn't show up until...
An hour and 8 minutes.
And there's only 15 minutes left.
Yeah.
In the movie.
And it's not like he just shows up and then starts up. He, like, shows up and they cut away. It's kind of...
I mean, when he shows up, though, I mean, okay. There's a lot... He does a lot of destruction, which is great, but it's kind of like, here's the monster and the end. And that, it was kind of like, oh, boy.
That's why I'm wondering if the other two may have more... of the monster.
Yeah, it's also curious if they knew they were going to be making a trilogy so quickly, or I think it's possible. I mean, we're so used to now that movies become trilogies, like they start out as trilogies, even if they don't even know how good the other ones are going to do. Mm-hmm. But that's still a pretty new concept. I think it's possible that the first one, they thought this might have been a one-off. I mean, for one thing, just to cut to the end already, he just crumbles at the end.
The statue crumbles.
Yeah.
But the it's like a... So, like, Diamogen is this kind of, like, spirit that...
Cause okay. Now there's... Okay, so wait, hold on.
This is going to be tough to get through.
Okay.
It's just a weird...
We'll get... Okay, so the legend...
Okay.
Of this thing.
Majin,
yeah, and Shino, the two gods. And Shino keeps Majin in the mountain. That's what I got. That's one of the things that they describe. And hold on. The very opening with the eye in the rock.
I thought that looked awesome.
And everyone's afraid of Majin. Mm-hmm. Everyone's afraid of it. And in my head, every time they're talking about how scared they are of Majin, in my head I'm going, oh, you think Majin is bad? Wait till you get a load of Diamogen. because it's the whole thing, you know, like the versus Kaiju versus Daikaiju.
Uh-huh.
Where Daikaiju basically just means giant kaiju.
Uh-huh.
Essentially, so I was like, this is like Majin, only so much gianter.
which is funny because one of my notes towards the end is, he's pretty big.
Yeah. He's got, and the whole, there's that, I like that ceremonial dance.
Oh yeah, they sounded like Ewoks.
Yeah, there's like a giant effigy, and it was cool, and, but it, yeah, it definitely was like these people were definitely frowned upon for their superstitious beliefs.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that they had to make as much noise as possible to keep Diamogen at bay and sleeping. It's almost like the opposite. I felt like they were trying to wake him up, but that doesn't happen for a while. Here's the first time I noticed that the subtitles were off. At the beginning... the whole thing takes place in a samurai castle, and right at the beginning, the chamberlain goes and kills the king, I guess, the samurai king. And the samurai king gets, as he's dying, he yells, "I am bitter." And I was like, okay, I'm really have to pay attention. So the king gets stabbed and like all hell breaks loose, and so like the good guys who are with the king.
I want to know what he says in my version.
Probably not I am bitter.
No, definitely not I am bitter.
So the good guys are like trying to alarm everybody else, like there's a raid that's happening, and one guy yells out, and this is the subtitle: "Everyone come out for intrigue."
Wow. Okay. So clearly,
there's like a language barrier.
Yeah, yeah. This is, yeah. This is when I, this happens to me when I'm getting, like, emails from people that I bought stuff from eBay.
Uh-huh.
From Japan. And just the wording's a little...
Google Translate.
A little weird, but I can tell what they're trying to say, that, you know, I shipped whatever out to you and stuff like that. But, by the way, doing this podcast has definitely, because I got Kaiju on the mind all the time now,
It's
definitely becoming an issue.
With eBay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bad. It's bad. Yeah. And it's also like, because these things cost so much money, and they always, whenever they arrive, they're always smaller than you would hope they'd be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's see. I got like, thank you for making successful bid for my item. Anyways. Yeah, this has become like my nights watching TV now. So many times, just kind of going online. And saying,
well,
like,
you sent me a picture of some stuff, some like resin statues or something, where they get very specific now.
Yeah,
where you have the one that looks like the King Kong versus Godzilla poster, where King Kong's swinging Godzilla by the tail.
Yeah,
or that one with Godzilla and Minya like sitting. Just sitting on a rock, and he's like teaching him stuff. Like, it's crazy how specific this stuff is getting, and it just must not be mass produced because everything, the prices are like through the roof.
Yeah,
but
I'll sort any of my searches by price low to high,
uh-huh.
And then there's a moment when I go, oh, I gotta stop flipping through this now. Past my, but the thing is, because like, but then like the stuff that's cheaper, I'm finding myself buying Kaiju toys for things I have no idea even what they're from. Like they're usually from Ultraman stuff.
Yeah,
but I'm just like, oh, that guy looks cool.
Yeah, they all just look
and
cool.
I'll just buy that just because he looks cool. I just ordered one, which I have no idea what he's from. But have you seen what's it called? Dino Tank.
No.
I'm going to have to send you a picture. It's exactly, well, I don't know. Like, okay, you just sit and picture your head what a Dino Tank would be like.
Well, I'm thinking of that movie, Dragon Wars. Did you ever see that movie, Dragon Wars? It's from like 2009 or something. It's Craig Robinson's in it from The Office.
Okay.
But it was like a movie. I want to say it was a movie that was shot in Korea, like South Korea or something. And then they brought over a team to Torrance to shoot like American stuff and like put it in together. But it had these giant, like, they're like dragons, but there's like these dinosaurs that had like these backpacks with like missile launchers on them.
Oh.
And
oh,
that's okay. What it sounds like when you say. Let me see. You just sent the picture. I'm going to check it out. What?
This is basically.
This is the opposite.
Instead of legs, it's like the top half of a dinosaur and the bottom half of the tank, the part with like the conveyor belt thing that goes around.
I think I'd be more afraid if it was the other way around. If it was the bottom half of a dinosaur and the top head of a tank.
That's what they do with the scraps.
is that from something or is it just like a
he is from something I've never seen, but I just thought it was so ridiculous looking.
We'll have to remember when this episode goes up to post that picture.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's pictures online. Oh, it's Ultraman. This is from Ultra 7. There's pictures of him in action.
So this tank guy, the actual, like, from the show version, just looks like a dinosaur humping a tank.
Yeah, but it's also like, does he shoot something from
his mouth?
Yeah, because if it's just like that's what he's got instead of legs, I don't know, maybe it's cool because I don't see how a dinosaur benefits from having a tank body. I mean, I can't imagine any particular terrain that having dinosaur legs isn't better than having a tank body, as far as like having to like go over things.
Yeah.
But Ultraman's got to fight that guy.
We're gonna have to figure out.
Oh, Ultraman. He rears up too. Oh, so it's like it's basically attached at where his back legs would be.
Oh.
So he can also like kind of like rear up a bit.
Okay.
Oh, I just came across an artistic interpretation of basically what you were saying. Which is looks like a T-Rex with a dinosaur's body. It's basically from the bottom jaw down. So that's these are visual things that no one cares about. Back to the movie. The thing about where I was looking at part of the voiceover versus the subtitle. Mm-hmm. When they light the building on fire, I think it is, and they're waiting for the people to kind of
run out,
try to escape.
Yeah.
The subtitle says capture them when they come out, but the voiceover says kill them as soon as they come out. Oh. The voiceover painted the bad guys way meaner. Like they called the priestess an old hag.
Yeah, in the version I saw, they said kill them when they come out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
You know, they mentioned Kugenta's name a lot at this beginning. Like, I felt like it was kind of almost strategic. Like, you're never going to forget his name because everyone keeps calling him Kugenta constantly.
And he was the only name that I remembered.
And even if he was the only person in the room that you could talk to, they still mentioned him by name every time.
Mm-hmm. There's a big problem with the movie where it reminds me of the beginning of Return of the Jedi, where our heroes go in one at a time to try to save the day, which is not terribly exciting. Mm-hmm. So everyone, the people end up escaping the burning building and they go live in the mountains where Daimajin is.
Yeah.
And then they're there for 10 years. And then what's his name? Kugenta. He's like, I'm going to go kill the guy. No sense in all of us going and dying. I'm going to go kill the dictator dude. So he goes down there and then gets jacked up and captured. So then the little boy who's now in his 20s, he's like, well, it turns out that guy got killed or is tortured. And so then he decides he's going to go and try to kill the dude. And then he gets captured. And then the old lady says, I'm going to go do it now. And it's like we're literally watching like every single person go down one at a time and fail. And that's not terribly exciting, especially when the old lady goes down there like about a halfway through. And she says, you know what? I'm going to summon Daimajin and I'm going to put a curse on you. He's going to kill you all. And it's like, okay, now we're talking, but why didn't she do that like 10 years ago? but then she doesn't. Like, it still takes another like two-thirds of the movie.
Yeah, most of the movie is like, you wait.
Yeah.
When Daimajin get here, everyone's afraid of Daimajin.
Yeah.
The thing where...
I guess those ritual dances really worked.
Keep them away.
Yeah.
The note I have next is when the kid is scared in the forest.
Mm-hmm. Ghosts, skeletons, goats, llamas.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the first thing was that bird, and the bird scared me. But then, the ghosts were cool. The skeleton hand, which then turned out to be a branch, I liked how they kind of were doing this thing that's like it was in his imagination.
Yeah, I didn't get that at first. Because I was like, those skeleton hands look really like... just like you would see like in a
like a Halloween prop.
Yeah, like a real plasticky looking.
Yeah.
But when it turned to the branch, I'm like, oh.
Oh, it's just, yeah. It's very kind of like Snow White in the forest kind of thing. But the thing with the eyes, the it was like a series. There, first, it was a close up of an eye, and the eye looked weird, and I'm pretty sure it was a hippopotamus.
Okay.
You get a close up of a hippopotamus eye, and then you get an upside down bird's mouth, which I think might be like an ostrich's mouth. Then the hippo eye again, and then a different bird, but this time you see the whole head, and then like a goat's mouth. And that was like almost like the subliminal, look how scary this is.
Yeah. It reminded me of like Willy Wonka's tunnel. Like where they're seeing like just weird images.
Yeah, yeah.
But the ghosts, they look kind of like just like tissue paper, like tied with a string.
Yeah. But it was cool.
Yeah, because there's like a bunch of them.
The effect was great.
There's like five or six of them.
Yeah, I was watching it going, oh, I got to remember to try and do something like this.
Yeah.
On the subtitles, they refer to the god as God. In the voiceover, they specifically call him Shino every time.
Okay. So that's probably why I don't know.
Oh, you know
name.
The gun? You know when he holds the gun on the guy and he pulls the trigger and it doesn't go off?
Yeah.
In English, he says he forgot to load it.
Oh, in the subtitles, of, he didn't load it.
Yeah.
Like on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
There was one thing that I'm trying to remember who, it was the bad guys talking to one of the good guys, but the quote is, "No yellow beak like you can outwit us."
Oh.
And I don't know what that means.
Neither do I.
I don't know what a yellow beak is. There's a point where this lady curses the dude. And she's going to send Maijin out to destroy him. So he sends like a bunch of people and goes out into the mountains to like tear down the statue.
Yeah.
And they're like hitting it with mallets. Yeah. And it's just not doing anything. And so one guy says, the chisel. Only the chisel can do it. And that made me laugh because I'm like, they only brought one chisel. It was like a group of like 30 dudes.
Right. And then it starts to bleed.
Yes.
And that scares everybody.
Yes. And that's when I'm like, all right, here we go. Here he comes.
Now it's going to start happening.
Yeah, but it doesn't for a while. But
no, the lady's got to come and cry.
Yeah. That kid ends up in a tree somehow. I don't know if I missed it, but there's like kind of chaos. The ground opens up. One of the new Chamberlain falls. The big fat guy like falls down into the thing and the ground closes back up on him, which I thought was cool. Like, you know, you've seen like the ground open up and like earthquake style and people fall into the hole, but you never see it like close back up on them. So you're like, oh, that guy's totally done. So you're like, here we go. Daimajin's killing dudes. He's going to go after these guys, but he doesn't. That's the point where I told the movie, hurry up and have a monster.
Yeah, I was like, I have half of my notes are for the last 15 minutes when he finally wakes up in the rest.
Yeah, it's like the 2014 Godzilla movie that came out, they did kind of some of that stuff. But at least, like, as they were teasing Godzilla, you got to see Godzilla and you got to see the Muto and stuff. This is just literally we're staring at a statue every once in a while.
Right. So, are we at the monster waking up?
Yeah, that's what I put. An hour and 8 minutes, he's alive.
Yeah. I wrote, an hour and 8 minutes later, the statue moves. And then I was like, there's only 15 minutes left.
And then it cuts away. It cuts away, and then we're back at the village, and this, like, UFO shows up. And I'm like, what's this UFO? And it didn't dawn on me that that's the actual, like, Daimajin.
The spirit.
It wasn't inhabiting the statue at that point.
There's this thing, that part with everyone crucified.
Yeah.
And the sky turns dark, and the orbs are flying and stuff. Mm-hmm. It kind of felt like that part at the end of Raiders when they open the Ark, because minus the melting, but that the way that the sky is different and like the stuff flying around.
Yeah.
So Daimajin does this thing where he changes his face, and it's kind of like that thing you do with little kid where you move your hand from your face and you're smiling, and then you change it and you're angry and you change it.
Yeah.
See, that's how he turns on the Majin side of him. It's kind of weird seeing like a real person's face.
Yeah, it's like
in the monster.
Definitely the eyes.
Yeah, but although there was a really cool, like there's a shot at one point from down below up high at what is clearly a fake Daimajin because he had like a fake head with painted eyes. And I was like, see, that one I like. That one I'm more comfortable with because it's just like it's got classic black and white eyes and not like the reddish tint.
I thought it made him look creepy. I kind of like the eyes.
I wonder if that's just a reaction from having blue makeup on.
Maybe. I liked we had mentioned in a few episodes about puppets wiggling.
Yes.
To make him look real. And this had some of the best ones. And
it's a great puppet wiggle. Yeah, when he's carrying the guy.
Well, the first one is, so the dude is crucified, the like samurai kid in Kotenga, I forget his name.
Kogenta.
They're crucified, but there's this like, I'm like, oh, this is a really good like process shot, because I was staring at Daimajin and the crucified dude was in the foreground, and then I looked at the crucified guy and it was just a puppet being wiggled.
Great.
But I was like, this is awesome. Like this, I thought all the effects looked really good.
Yeah.
Like even if they're like comp shots, like there's a shot where there's a bunch of bad guys on a tower.
Yes.
Like a sniper type of a tower. And Daimajin kind of like walks by and then stops and then comes back toward him. And it looks really good. It's got to be blue screen, but the way it looked really good. I mean, you have a Blu-ray, right?
Yes.
So I don't know how it looked on yours, but
it looked good. It looked good.
But I think all of the like kind of forced perspective and stuff like that were really cool.
I did. At first, I was like, "Oh, he's just gonna stay with the spike in his head." But it definitely paid off later. But I was like, he's just walking around with a spike on his head. He does this thing early on before he really gets into the damage, where he just kind of like waves his arm or something, and people just start falling down.
Well, I was wondering about that because since this is like a period piece, they don't have tanks and stuff, so they just get these bundles of sticks on wheelbarrows and light them on fire and kind of roll them down at him. And he's like,
"Oh, that's when he blows up the fire."
Yeah,
but he did it too, where they just knocked people over too.
But does he have like super wind hands? Is that what he's?
Yeah, I was like, is it like, yeah, he's got Mothra hands,
like the Incredible Hulk sonic clap thing, where can like cause a blast of air? Because he really didn't show off any powers. Like, he doesn't breathe fire or anything like that.
No, just strength.
Yeah.
And stepping on guys.
Yes.
He steps on a lot of guys.
Yeah.
He steps on a guy, and then he steps on someone else. Like there's I mean, that's really like my favorite part, though. I was like, oh, another guy got stepped on.
Yeah, he was seeking out guys to step on. He did pick up one random guy and just throw him. I like that.
There's that guy also who ran into his hand, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, his hand was out, and he basically just ran right into it.
Yeah. Well, he had what was cool is, A, they had the giant puppet hand, which I always like.
Yes.
I know you're a fan, like, of the Godzilla, like, the giant Godzilla puppet hands. And so this was, what I liked about this is the main bad dude.
King Kong hands.
Yeah. The main bad dude was, like, hiding in a room, and the camera kind of pans to the side, and the hand is just back there. Like, the hand is waiting for him to
run into it.
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. There's a few, actually, speaking of waiting, there's a few weird waiting moments. The other thing about is Daimajin, whenever they're going to shoot at him, he waits. He just stands there so he can all go bing, 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 bing. Like he pauses to let them try.
Yeah.
Before he goes forward.
I like that they use the catapults with the boulders and watching the boulders bounce off of him.
Yeah.
Like all of the Daimajin stuff, all 10 minutes of it was awesome. I loved it.
I was like trying to figure out what the chain strategy was.
Uh-huh.
Were they just trying
to bring him down?
Yeah, were they trying to like knock him down like Empire Strikes Back style?
Yeah.
Or what? And also because after they do all this stuff to tie the chains off onto the posts of the various buildings in that courtyard, he shows up and he's got the chains wrapped around his hand.
Yeah.
And I was like, what, when, how did that happen? I was like, did I miss something? Were they trying to do this and like they got him onto his hand? Like that was their thing or what? Cause you don't see him pick him up. He just suddenly has him on his hand and then he just destroys all those buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, what was kind of cool when they did do that firewall on him, they did this like zoom in on him after the fire was set up. And that was a cool looking thing. I don't know why they thought fire was going to stop a statue, though. Yeah. Because he's stone.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when he crushed that guy into the building.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. Did you notice that the symbol on the doors kind of looked like the rebel symbol?
Yeah, kind of.
So I was like, oh, that could, I was like, I had to look up what the, I wanted to, I had to look up the Star Wars symbol, so I had it fresh in my head to know what the thing was. And then the nail. Then he pulls the nail out and he sticks the guy
in the wall
into that broken post
thing. Which was awesome.
That was really
cool. I did not expect him because he grabbed the dude. I'm like, he can just crush him, right?
Yeah.
And then he didn't, and he just like shoved him up against the wall, and I'm like, oh, and then he's gonna crush him, right? And then it like I was like, this guy should be dead by now. Like, why aren't we seeing this Dimogen kill this dude? And then he reaches for the spike, and I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that part was pretty dramatic. That part was great.
Yeah, and then stuck him to the wall.
I liked also that there was kind of like the way Mothra is a threat to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like they're same thing. Dimogen is a threat to everybody.
Yeah, Dimogen like killed the bad guys, but then he like wasn't done yet.
Right, and so it was her basically trying to sacrifice herself, Kozasa. And she was like, and it's her crying and stuff that made him stop.
Yeah, the quote, the text that said on my subtitles, your tears moved him to fly away.
Mine says something about the tears, but fly away was different, I think. And then he does the thing on his face again, and he's a statue, and then the statue breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm one, like, part of me feels that. They're like, hey, this is pretty good. Why don't you make a couple more for these?
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, we broke them. Okay. Well, figure out a way. There's another kind of thing about how, like, it's just, like, kind of like the him being a statue. I thought his statue clothes flapped in the wind a little bit much.
Yeah. I think he still looked cool, though. I liked his blue face. I don't know. He's definitely a force.
I'd like to see him fight other monsters.
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of interested in the other Dimogen movies. Hopefully there's more Dimogen. Because I think, like, I could recommend this movie to people if they know, hey, listen, you're only going to get, like, 10, 15 minutes tops of the actual monster. Like, I thought it looked good, like cinematography-wise. It looked really good.
The makeup was good, like, when they were making the guys... So that like some of them were bald caps, some of them were extras, and you can tell that the bald caps were pretty much, you know, just kind of sloppily put on. But the ones that had close ups, they did really good. Like you could kind of see the scene, but you really had to look for it. And the way that they even made up the bald parts to look like it was shaved with the little like almost like stipple black spots. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't... The thing is that it took so long for him to come out, kind of... I'm not in a hurry to go back to this trilogy.
Yeah, I can do some digging on the internet to see if the other movies maybe...
Well, we know we're going to get to it eventually, but yeah. It's just like...
Because I like the monster. I like the monster. Uh-huh. I think it's cool and unique. He needs like a sword or something, but if...
Yeah, it's interesting. But it's also because he takes place in a different time period. It's not like he can fight Gamera.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to... I mean, that spirit could be around for as long as it needs to be. But I'm interested to see if maybe the other ones are like, oh, well, if we're going to make more, let's get more of the dude in there. Because I like the dude.
Yeah,
and I thought it looked cool, but...
Yeah, it'd be great that now that he's out, he'd be...
Yeah.
He would stay out, but he went back in pretty quickly.
It would almost be better if you told someone, hey, watch this samurai movie with me. And you didn't tell him.
That's great.
Because I think by the end, you'd be like, oh, holy crap, I did not expect that. Like, that was the craziest last 10 minutes of a movie I'd ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe it's the, we'll see. Maybe it's the rest of the trilogy that really solidifies his place.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not counting it out. I'm. Yeah. I'm hoping this isn't a formula. I'm hoping that it's you know, not just 10 minutes of monster.
Yeah, I mean, the formula idea is kind of also part of, is my, yeah, it'd be great if someone actually sat and like, no, I have this story, and it would go for three movies. Says, well, we'll let you make one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll see. I don't know, we'll see.
Well, I'm tapped out of notes.
Yeah, me too.
Next episode, in a couple weeks, we're going to be discussing Godzilla 2000.
Good to break, to come back to Godzilla's action.
Yeah.
So, good, I'm ready for something that... I don't like.
Yeah. Until then, you could go to Kaiju Pod, and that has links. If someone said, "Hey, come check out this samurai movie," I'd be like, "Oh, this is pretty cool," and then I'd like flip out by the end. But if I'm, you know, you name the movie after the thing I'm excited for.
Yeah, like you want to go see Chief Brody.
Yeah.
And like, whoa, that shark thing was crazy. I was not expecting that.
Was it a I think it was a boat propeller. I think he's onto something. KaijuPod.com. You can go to KaijuPod.com, and that has links to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, as well as all our old episodes and how to subscribe. And it has the list. The Kaiju movie list, which we're going to keep adding to until we can't find any more Kaiju movies. And then we'll have to figure out Ultraman. Because yeah. I've only seen the very, very first episode of Ultraman. But I know they've done a couple of movies. And then they've cobbled together some episodes into a feature length size. So we're going to have to figure those out at some point. Because I'm a huge Jet Jaguar fan, and I think Ultraman's right there.
Is Ultraman a giant? Or is it just a man?
He's a man size that I believe turns into a giant.
Oh.
Kind of like Jet Jaguar does.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Jet Jaguar was also underused, right?
He was only in the one movie, and that needs to be fixed. That needs to change. They need to bring Jet Jaguar back.
Jet Jaguar is like the Boba Fett of the Toho's.
I guess, yeah.
He's like, he is for the limited amount of screen time.
Maybe I don't want more Jet Jaguar then. Maybe I'm good with the amount I have.
What about, there would be like that story about his dad.
Well, okay, hold on. If there's an Blaine army, Jaguar.
He's playing Jaguar, and so like he's like a steampunky version.
I kind of want to see that now.
Yeah, me too.
Especially if there's like a clone army of plane Jaguar,
airplane Jaguar. FYI, not plane like
normal
Jaguar. Those are those Jaguars.
Just plain Jaguar.
Just a bunch of Jaguars. Or like he was. All right.
Until next time, I'm going to go sit next to a waterfall.
Oh, I'm just going to crumble into a bunch of rocks.
All right.